Yes, that's right. I'm back. I got sick of playing with my other toys. With the real men and women who know how to satisfy me. So I figured it was time to come back and play with you, my pathetic piece of meat. Oh. Oh, look at you squirm. You've missed me, haven't you? Missed my voice, my hands, my cruelty. How long has it been since I last paid you a visit? At least a week, hasn't it? My, my. Imagine that. A week. A week locked away in that tiny cage. Hands and legs chained so tight, you can barely even wriggle. Eyes blindfolded, mouth gagged, and ears plugged, with nothing but my voice degrading you on loop. Only being let out when it's time to be fed by the maids. Or fucked by me. For some, it's a dream come true. I wonder, is that the case for you? I wonder, is this what you had in mind when you came to me? Begging me. Asking me to serve me in any way you could. To tell you the truth, I've had dozens of men and women alike attempting to submit to me at any given time. When I first met you, I assumed you were like any one of them. Not worth wasting my time with. But you were so persistent. So eager to be my slutty little plaything. Why? You didn't even want to establish a safe word. You were practically begging to devote your life to me. Well, you're devoted now, whether you want it or not. You should be thanking me, you lucky bitch. I could have left you alone for another week. Collar tied to your cage. Drool dripping from your mouth. Deprived of all your senses. Leaving you with nothing but time to think about how you can better serve me. It would be no skin off my back. Perhaps you need a reminder. You're not a person to me. Not even a pet. You see, I care for people. And I care for my pets. They make me feel good. And I do the same in return. No, not you. You're nothing more than a toy. One whose quality is entirely dependent on how much you can debase yourself for me. And the debasement, well, you don't even need to be willing. You just need to be unable to resist. That being said, judging by how much you're dripping already, I'd say you're certainly willing. Locking you in chastity may be one of the best things I've done. You're such a depraved whore that if I hadn't, you'd probably make yourself come rubbing against the bars of your cage. But between your bonds and that belt, well, we don't have to worry about that now, do we? If you come. And I want to remind you that it is an if, not a when. If you do, it will be because I have allowed you to. It will not be because of anything you have done to please me or to prove yourself. The only way you can do either is through your suffering. You're absolutely pathetic. Just the mention of making you suffer has you writhing like a bitch in heat. I bet you'd rut against anything now. Oh, don't worry. You'll get your chance in due time. When it amuses me to see you do so. But for now, you're going to need to suffer some more for me. Now, let me unchain you. Get you out of that cage. There we go. Just unlock the cuffs here. Open the door. No, no, fucking no! You filthy, dirty whore! You don't do anything without my permission. You don't think. You don't breathe. And you certainly don't grind against my fucking boot like you have some choice in the matter. You see, this is why I have to keep you locked up. I haven't even taken your blindfold or your gag away. And you're already fumbling around like a needy, horny bitch. Well, there's that. And then there's the fact that it pleases me to see you bound and helpless. So, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tie you up again. Not in the cage. And I'm going to have some fun with you. You can beg, scream, moan, do whatever it is that good little toy does, just as long as you follow my every instruction. That wasn't me asking if you wanted this. That was me telling you. Now get on your knees and hands up by your neck. There we go. Cuffs locked, nice and tightly tied to your collar. Now, shush, 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 shush. I'm going to remove your gag. And slide my lovely cock into your mouth. Oh, you silly little thing. You thought I was removing that so you could talk. Oh, no, 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 no. I just needed to get my strap nice and wet before I put it in your ass. Yes. The drool from the back of your throat will soon be up your ass. See? I'm not without my mercies. I could have fucked you raw. Heaven knows you deserve it for being such a disobedient little fucktoy. But I figure you've been putting in so much work with that dildo gag lodged down your throat. But it's only fair that I put that practice to good use. Oh, look at you. Oh, you're taking it like a natural. You were made for this, weren't you? This is your purpose. Your reason for being. As a human, you're worse than pathetic. A failure. But as a cock sleeve, my, oh my. Oh, look at all that drool dribbling down your chin as you choke yourself out in a desperate attempt to gain my approval. Oh. You know, you take it so well that it almost does earn my approval. I said almost. Remember your place, bitch. Oh, is my little toy crying? I wonder, is it the mixture of arousal and humiliation? Or the fact that you can't breathe with my cock rammed down your throat? Huh. Whatever it is, I don't care. In a way, it's funny. Seeing you break down crying does more to amuse me than any of your pathetic attempts to curry favour do. Your tears. They taste so good. Your tears are really all you're good for. Now, between the tears and the drool, I think my cock is plenty wet enough. Up on the bench, slut. There we go. It's good to see you're still able to follow simple instructions. Now, before I begin, I'd better put that gag back in. It would be unfair to let your mouth have a break. And we did just establish how pretty you look when you're crying while sucking a big cock. There's the gag nice and tight. Yeah, there we go. Now, spread those legs, bitch. Remember, you can beg. You can scream. You can certainly cry. But you can't resist me. Oh, I feel that going. My. For such a wanton whore, your ass is still so tight. Perhaps I should come play with you more often. Really loosen it up. On the other hand, a toy as obedient and as tight as you is certainly a rare find. I have friends who would pay a pretty penny for something like you. Sure, they have their own toys, but they're always looking for more. And a housebroken bitch like you would be just the thing that so many of them would love. Yes, Dake. I know Ashley is looking for a new gimp. Perhaps you could serve them well like that. Imagine having all your senses taken from you permanently, locked in latex and rubber every second of every hour. Bound, helpless, unable to tell where you are or what's happening. Your only interaction with the outside world being the tube they use to feed you, and the brief moments when you're being fucked. You wouldn't even know who's doing the fucking. Oh, they could hand you around to their friends and you wouldn't have the slightest clue. Perhaps I'd even get another chance to fuck you. Although you'd never know it. I can't tell if you'd like that more or less than how I treat you. Not that it matters what you think. As long as I get a solid payday at the end of it, I couldn't care less what happens to you. Faster, slut. I shouldn't be doing all the work here. If you can't even fuck me, that must mean you're a broken little bitch, and I really should sell you. Ugh. Let me just grab your hair and... There we go. Ugh. All we needed was to get me some leverage. Pulling on this really motivates you, doesn't it? Back and forth in time with my thrusts. Ah, there's a good toy. I don't care if it hurts. Keep crying all you want, bitch. As long as I get to use you. It doesn't bother me how much pain you're in. If anything, it makes it even better. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Selling you off. I hear Mistress Jane is on the hunt for a new piece of human furniture to add to her collection. Perhaps that could be you. Oh, if you thought being locked in that cage was tough, just wait until you're forced to be the table at her latest dinner party with all her other kinky friends. Can you even begin to comprehend what it would feel like to be tied up in bondage so tight you can't even move a muscle? Forced to remain absolutely still and hold drinks and food on your back while all manner of beautiful mistresses and masters eat their food. Flirt. And fuck. Maybe some of them would even take the opportunity to have their way with their slaves on you. Imagine it, staring at the ground, listening to a slave girl moan while she's fucked on the glass on your back. Forced to sit and watch and listen, but never get any release yourself. Well, I mean, even more so than usual. Or she could use you for something else. Imagine being relegated to a footstool or an ashtray. Ah, I know you're capable of doing that well. And I'm sure with my recommendation, she'd be more than happy to make that your new role. I even hear she's considering installing a urinal for when she has her next party. Perfect. That would be one way to hide all of your tears, I'm sure. Don't struggle, bitch. You don't get a say in this. If you're going to be like that, I might just have to take away your breathing privileges. That's right. Feel my hands tighten around your throat. What? Did you think I was exaggerating when I said you don't breathe without my permission? No, slut. You should know by now. I never exaggerate. You understand now, don't you? One hand tight around your neck. The other pulling your hair back while I thrust in and out. It's like I said, this is what you were made for. It doesn't matter if it's me or anybody else. With that being the case, maybe I won't even sell you to a friend. I know somebody who specializes in auctioning off slaves. Oh, fuck. Perhaps I'll send you their way and reap the rewards. That way, you could end up serving absolutely anybody. Fuck, a master with a thing for making his toys scream. A mistress looking for a permanent pet to lead around on a leash. Someone who is only interested in seeing how long it takes to truly break a bitch like you. The sky. The sky really is the limit. Imagine standing on a stage, naked and blindfolded. The hands of all the prospective buyers poking and prodding, feeling your mouth, exploring your ass, playing with your front. And then, after they've all inspected you, the bidding starts. Perhaps some would be there themselves, but others would just send their most trusted slaves to acquire their new asset. Because that's all you would be, a thing. Property. Nothing more. Oh my. You really are a filthy, horny little thing. Those tears don't fool me. I can tell you're about to come. I do nothing but degrade you and fuck you in the ass and it gets you so wet that it's almost enough to make you orgasm. Even in chastity. We can't have that. I was talking to another friend yesterday, and she mentioned that she recently made it so one of her pets wouldn't be able to come, no matter how much they wanted to. Turns out she has a doctor friend who can do a little procedure. They put you to sleep, you know. Oh, fuck. Do some slight tweaking downstairs. And when you wake, your new life begins. She loves it. She can fuck her toy as much as she wants. And she doesn't have to worry about it being a greedy little thing stealing orgasms. Instead, it's always in the state of 3Ds, as she calls it. Desperate. Dripping. Denied. It can solely focus on what matters most. On her. Perhaps I should try that with you. Even now, you're so close to the edge. Ah, it would be nice to leave you like this permanently. Always aroused. Forever denied. Oh, I'm sure her surgeon friend would be more than willing to make your chastity a little bit more permanent. Even mentioning it gets you closer to that edge, doesn't it? Oh, you can cry all you want. You cry. We know the truth. A horny little slut like you doesn't deserve to come. Ever. Not even humping on my boot is good enough for you. Enough of that. All right, slut. That's it. I'm done playing. Time to get you back into that blindfold and into the cage. If you can't control yourself, I'm just going to put you away until I need you next. Besides, degrading you has gotten me plenty worked up. I have one of my pets waiting for me in my bedroom upstairs. I think I'll let them go and finish me. Take that pleasure that you can never have. Come on, slave. Let me get that blindfold. And put you back in the cage. There. Perfect. Now, I'm going to leave you here, sitting, denied, and dripping, and let you think about what your future may contain. While I go and get myself fucked by someone that really knows how to please me. I'll see you again when I next want to play with my pain toy. That is, unless I do decide to sell you. Until then, my favorite little toy.